Around Australia and the Hunter Valley this week, it is Homelessness Week. Joining us to have a chat about that and the Sudsy Challenge is the co-founder of Orange Sky, Lucas Patchett. Lucas, how are you doing today?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Mate, just quickly tell us, for those that might not know, what is Orange Sky to start with?
Yeah, Orange Sky, we've got vans around the country with washing machines, dryers and showers on board, and we drive around and wash and dry clothes and give people safe hot showers and provide a place for people to come and have a chat on our own sheds for people experiencing homelessness. So we've got 31 vans across the country, a couple of thousand amazing volunteers, including a team and a van in Newcastle, and that community of people, you know, works to support people in our community who are just doing it tough, of access to clean clothes, safe hot showers, but most importantly, a chance to have a chat.
Fantastic work. You must be very proud of the work that you're doing there.
Yeah, it's been an amazing journey over the last 6 or so years and started from a simple idea but grew into something much more. And now being able to help thousands of people every week is such a privilege for me.
That's all it takes, doesn't it? Sometimes just a little idea that can transform and help so many people.
Yeah, I think everyone has ideas and turning them into something that can help people and then making other people's lives better off the back of it is pretty cool. So,
Lucas, tell us a little bit about the Sudsy Challenge.
Yeah, so the Sudsy Challenge is our annual fundraising event where we invite people to wear the same clothes for 3 days and start as many conversations around homelessness, but also to raise some funds along the way. And so if you raise $24, we'll send you out an Orange Sky shirt, and that is a perfect conversation starter for people. As you embark on the challenge, wear the same clothes for 3 days and starting those conversations. So, yeah, it's a fun way to get involved and on a 3-day commitment, but also a really great opportunity to help destigmatise and wash away some of the stigmas around homelessness.
Lucas, 20% of Australians have experienced homelessness at some point in their life, which means basically one of us knows somebody who has been through that. That's a staggering statistic, isn't it?
Yeah, I think absolutely. It's not necessarily just the person that we might walk past on the way to the train station or on the way to work. It's actually so many people, 116,000 people at the moment across Australia are experiencing homelessness, and that is such a, I suppose, staggering statistic is knowing that it's not just people sleeping rough, it's people sleeping in cars, people leaving domestic violence relationships, it's people who are couch surfing or in overcrowded dwellings as well. So there's so many different faces of homelessness. We see families, we see young people, we see people of all walks of life coming to our vans, and that, like you said, 1 in 5 people have experienced it at some point in their life, and that really brings it home as to how big of a challenge this is in our own backyard.
Certainly something that we're definitely not immune to here in the Hunter Valley. If anyone would like to be a part of the Sudsy Challenge, what do they do, Lucas?
Go to thesudsychallenge.com. There you can sign up. Like I said, if you raise $24, we'll send you out a T-shirt, and that's a perfect conversation starter to take on the Sudsy Challenge. The challenge happens over September, but sign up now to take it on and to get all the info and get in early to make sure you're a part of it.
Lucas Patchett from Orange Sky, thank you very much for everything that you've done for your fellow man, and thank you very much for joining us on 2NM.
Thanks so much for having me.